It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.
Did you hear about the chocolate museum in Switzerland?
No, but that seems like a good place to put a chocolate museum.
Lindt, L-I-N-D-T, the company.
Oh, yeah.
They opened the chocolate museum with a giant chocolate fountain.
Oh, nope, I'm out.
Is it just for display, or is it for dipping?
You know, some mangy middle schooler went and stuck their hand in it.
Not now, not during COVID.
Oh.
You know they got that blocked off. They probably have plexiglass in front of it.
I didn't like chocolate fountains before COVID.
Well, I just feel like it's probably, like, you know, on display.
Maybe.
But are they just recycling? I mean, that just really seems like a waste of chocolate to me. That could be used for a chocolate bar.
I've seen Augustus Gloop and Willy Wonka
yeah.
sticking his little hands in there and mm-hmm. drinking right out of the chocolate fountain. I've seen kids do stuff like that at weddings with a chocolate fountain. They're sticking their whole hand in there, and it's like...
So, this is a no for you?
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
I don't even want to see a chocolate fountain.
I mean, again, if it's like back behind something where it can't be accessed...
Oompa Loompa, nobody know. Brian Walker don't want to go. I'm out. Triggered chocolate fountain. Turn my stomach.